What is coming out at the theaters this weekend? What is worth seeing? What is worth maybe skipping? My name is Eric Davis. I am a contributing editor here at Fandango, and joining me to talk about these things, as always, is Sean O'Connell, who's also a contributor here. What's up, man?
Hey, man, how are you doing? It's kind of a mixed bag this weekend. We got some things for the families and a lot of horror on the docket.
A lot of horror on the docket. One of the more peculiar, weird, kind of racy films from Sundance is in limited release. That's Stoker. But let's get to the wide releases first. You have Jack the Giant Slayer, which is Bryan Singer's return to the big screen. It's a movie that was pushed back. He was supposed to come out, I think, last summer, right?
Yes, I think so. And I think it's kind of unfair because Singer's fans, they seem to just want to push him into the X-Men. You know, he's already started to tease some set photos from that. And, you know, even from the time he stopped directing X-Men films, he put out Valkyrie, he put out this, and audiences haven't really responded to them in much the same way. They kind of want to push him back into that X-Men field, and he's going there. So we're kind of looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, with this one coming out on IMAX and in 3D, I think if you're a fan of big visual spectacle, this is the one that's going to get your eye.
Yeah, you know, Bryan Singer, it's always weird for a director who makes, you know, a huge film that breaks them out like The Usual Suspects, and then all of a sudden, you know, makes a couple of superhero movies that does successful, and now the guy does all he can make is these giant, big-budgeted movies.
Right, right.
It's hard for him to escape back. Valkyrie wasn't as successful than probably wished it could have been. But so now he's back. He's doing big blockbusters, Jack the Giant Slayer, and then he's returning to the X-Men universe for the next X-Men movie. Yeah, you have Big Giant. It's a story that everybody knows. It's got a lot of special effects. It's interesting. It should do well. Do you recommend it?
I would recommend it, and I think it's going to have to do really well really fast because, you know, breathing down its neck is Oz the Great and Powerful, which comes out March 8th, and they're going after the same exact audience. In fact, I've heard from a few people that have, like, you know, a confusion over which one is which because they look very similar if you're just looking at a preview of it and you're not really that familiar with it. Also, you know, Jack is trying to tap into this vibe of us bringing back fairy tales with Hansel and Gretel, although Witch Hunters went with a much, you know, darker audience that it was targeting. But yeah, I would recommend it. I think a lot of families who are desperate to take their kids to see something right now because it's kind of a dead zone for families are going to see it. But I just want it to do really well quickly, because like I said, I think a lot of people are going to go check out Oz next weekend.
Okay, so see it. It's fun. 21 and over. This is the other one, and which is kind of sneaking a little into the Jack the Giant Slayer audience, although I think Jack may skew a little bit younger than 21 and over. It's another party movie. It's written by the guys that wrote The Hangover. Is this just The Hangover in high school? Or does it add something new to the table in terms of crazy party movies where people are blowing up houses and what have you?
Well, it's funny. It's The Hangover, and it's Harold and Kumar, and it's American Pie, and it's, you know, all of these films sort of rolled into it's Weekend at Bernie's, oddly enough, because you know, it's got two guys who are trying to take their best friend out for his 21st birthday, and he's got a very serious medical school interview the next morning that his father has set up. And of course, he passes out like halfway through the evening. And so they're left carrying his body around for the rest of the day to try and get him back to his apartment. Did you get a chance to see The Spectacular Now?
I did.
Okay. So you know that this kid, Miles Teller, is about to blow up really, really big.
Big time.
He was in the Footloose remake, but he wasn't the lead guy in it. He was the best friend, and he stole a few of those scenes. He's really entertaining in this movie. He's the young Vince Vaughn character who's so overly self-confident, but like it hides this vulnerability that he has. He's really, really entertaining. It's geared at people who are young enough that they haven't seen any of those movies that I just mentioned, and so a lot of it will feel really fresh and new to them. It has really funny parts. It's a total college movie. The funny thing is, like, with a Hangover movie – where the evening's escapades are quickly edited out and you get to the aftermath of it. This film just shows you everything that they do over the course of the evening. And it's fun. It's entertaining. It is what it is. I don't know if it's ever going to really, you know, make a list of when people sit down and compile the best party movies. But I think it's going to be really, really entertaining for a young audience going out to theaters this weekend.
The Last Exorcism Part 2. Last Exorcism.
I love that title.
Because it's, you know, we're continuing The Last Exorcism. The first one did pretty well. I think it surprised a lot of people. Here comes the part two. Is this a part two horror movie worth seeing? What do you think?
I haven't seen it, and I'm really, really concerned about it, because the first one was fine for what it was, and it was very contained, and it just didn't need to. It feels like the kind of movie where, like you said, the first one does really well, and the studio decides, like, hey, we should try and tap into this audience again. You know, like Blair Witch. Blair Witch was perfectly contained. It didn't need a sequel. This one was perfectly contained. It had a great story about a pastor who didn't believe in exorcisms and agreed to perform one to show what a ruse it was. And then, of course, he gets tested. His own faith gets tested. Worked perfect as a standalone movie. Leave it alone. So they got the girl to come back for it. I think they have a new director this time through, so maybe he'll try and put a different stamp on it. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't know what kind of buzz is surrounding it. What are you hearing?
If I'm recommending a creepy film to go see this weekend, it's going to be Stoker. It's in limited release, though, so it might not be playing by you. I think it goes wide maybe next week.
Okay.
But I love Stoker. I think it's a weird, freaky movie. I think it's one of the freakiest coming of age movies you'll ever see. Okay. It's really, really fun and creepy in a lot of ways, but it freaked a lot of people out at Sundance. A lot of people didn't like it at Sundance, but then a lot of people loved it. So I think it kind of...
Is it like a shock kind of horror, or is it psychological?
No, it's not. It's psychological. It's a coming of age horror movie. Really, it really is. And about this creepy uncle that moves in with this mother and daughter after the father dies, and but the family has some tendencies to be into some pretty violent stuff, and and it's about this girl who's sort of coming of age and becoming in touch with not only what it's like to be a female and move into womanhood, but also what it's like to have these genes that she's that from her family that are into these genes that make her go into these sort of these morbid places, let's just say.
Ooh, I like that. That's a nice tease.
But, you know, I spoke a lot about this at Sundance. You know, I think this year we're going to see a resurgence of the coming of age genre. We haven't really seen it make an impact in a while.
Okay.
But I think between Stoker, which is definitely the most unique coming of age movie you'll see this year, and Spectacular Now that we spoke about, The Way, Way Back, Toys House, which they just changed the name to, I think it's The Kings of Summer. A lot of these movies, it's going to be a very interesting year for the coming of age genre. The Stoker is my pick for this week. If it's playing near you, what's your pick?
Mine is going to be 21 and Over. I think it was fun enough and creative enough that I could send you to it. I think you'd be entertained by it, especially if you do like movies like The Hangover and Harold and Kumar. And it has a nice vibe of former high school friends who've lost touch and are trying to figure out why they aren't friends anymore. And I appreciated that side of the story.
We don't see that as much, and I like that. And I think that's very relatable, especially for kids that are coming home from college on spring break and realizing that their friendships from high school really maybe aren't there anymore. So,
yeah, very smart way to tap into that vibe.
Great. 21 and Over, Stoker, those are our picks for this weekend. Sean, I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, man.